mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday, the 23rd day of February 2009, and we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Coming up 2 hours from now, we have the gentleman last week who got pulled over by a police officer, detained, and had a bumper sticker saying, "Abort Obama, not babies," obviously saying, "Get him out of office so he won't push infanticide." He's the only Democrat in the Senate who actually pushed for babies to be allowed to be killed after they're born. That is on record. And so we're going to be talking to him coming up in a few hours. Also, we've had a lot of dirty tricks being played on us that I don't want to spend time on air because, you know, we have work to do, people to warn, news to cover, films to make. But I've seen some press reports about Obama people attacking cars that have Second Amendment bumper stickers or Republican bumper stickers or anti-Obama stickers. And then I was made aware of the Obama Forum, and this is one of the places that's had to pull some of their previous material where they would post some of the things that some Obama supporters had done to people. And just last week I told my guys to go to the Wayback Machine or one of the archives sites and pull some of the things that they've been doing and saying. But the Obama Forum, which is quite large, it's, quote, grassroots action, is calling for the shutdown of this radio show, and they go through dirty tricks that they're going to use to do it. Listen, guys, if you were ever successful in actually hurting me, you would be assured of being sued. I have sued 4 people. I've won every time. I'm not litigious, but if I go to war with you legally, I'm going to win because I'll file 3 simultaneous lawsuits on 3 different issues, and they'll all be, the lawyers will be directed by me, and I've studied libel in depth, and I will defeat you because the very definition of libel, you will always be convicted of it. You will always be found guilty civilly of it. Is trying to lie about someone to hurt them, to hurt their political speech or financially. But I know, people that mess with me never listen. They just have to find out for themselves. And number one, you're not going to be successful. But if you are successful in any forms of terrorism, financial terrorism, or anything along those lines, I will own you. I will have a judgment on your house. I will have a judgment on your car. I will get a judgment on you. Now, I'm so busy with other issues that I'm not going to focus too much on this. It's just, remember the newscast out of Missouri and Illinois and several other states that we played here on air? People couldn't believe it, where the police were on the news and prosecutors saying, if you talk bad about Obama, we'll decide if it's a lie or not and prosecute you. So I want that in the article that Paul Watson or Steve Watson or Curtin Emma, one of our guys, does about this report. Because we suspected these guys, this group, the Obama Forum or one like it, for some of the other things that have been going on around here. But we appreciate them coming out in the open with this because that'll really help us in court. Now, I understand you guys are very proud of Obama saying the secret arrests will continue and the people at the camps have no rights. That was AP this weekend. Or is protecting George Bush with all the criminal emails, blocking those being released, or expanding the wars. I understand you like the fact that he's appointed nothing but lobbyists. I understand that. I understand your foundation funded. But we're going to cover this and a lot more when we get back. Also, new developments with the Iowa martial law drill. Stay with us.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The
day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the 23rd day of February 2009. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. I didn't intend this show today to turn into an example of the Obamanoids trying to ban free speech in the United States. They've introduced bills that would effectively ban many forms of speech and let federal boards decide what is arrestable and what isn't, an end of the First Amendment. They're moving to set up Internet 2 to shut down the old web. Mainstream news is announcing that but saying how great it is. The head of Homeland Security and others are talking about trying to pass the Violent Radicalization Act, where, again, a federal board will decide what speech to ban, what speech to allow. The FCC is moving publicly, and scores of senators and the White House are calling for the, quote, reinstatement of the fairness doctrine, not just over talk radio, but over newspapers and the Internet. That is all happening right now. Meanwhile, when people see what Obama supporters are doing, they have trouble believing that it's actually happening. Remember back during the last 2 months of the campaign when Illinois, Missouri, Vermont, and a few other places had people being arrested for criticizing Obama? In fact, we have videos of huge public demonstrations for him that were non-permitted, and a few people come out and start speaking out peacefully against Obama, and the police tell them, leave or we're going to arrest you. We have all these prosecutors and police in newscasts saying, no, it's true. If you criticize Obama, we will decide if it's a lie or not, and we will have you arrested.
I mean, this is really going on, and now he's president. And I had trouble believing Webster Tarpley when he said it would get this bad, but I guess he's right, so I'm going to try to get him to pop in on the show today. Remember, Webster Tarpley is now being called a right-wing fascist. This is the guy that wrote the unauthorized biography of George H.W. Bush and could only be called what I would call a progressive. I mean, he believes in big government. He does not like Barack Obama. But the point is, they've been doing little dirty tricks to him and others. And now we have all these Obama sites, like the Obama Forum, calling for dirty tricks and to shut my sites down and a lot more. And they say that they're filing complaints with the federal government to have our sites shut down. And these are serious posts. These are forum moderators and some of the main honchos over at the Obama Forum. They say they want Campaign for Liberty, Ron Paul forums, John Birch Society, Lou Rockwell, Libertarian Party, Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. And they're not joking around about this. And they go on the sites and also post all the other forms of harassment they're meeting out to the general public. Just absolutely un-American and what we'd expect to see in Germany back in the early 40s and late 30s and in Russia. And they don't want to hear about how Obama lied and appointed nothing but lobbyists, or how he doesn't let people read the bills when he promised he would, or how he's increasing the troops, or how he's expanding the secret arrest and torture. I mean, that was in the Associated Press this week, that the Supreme Court had ruled that they had to give people constitutional protections in the Geneva Convention, in the Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, and in bases in Iraq, and other ghost sites around the world. And Obama put in an executive directive over the weekend, actually Friday, saying that this will not be followed. We're following the Bush doctrine. And I was downtown Thursday interviewing Obama supporters to get a few more little comments for the Obama Deception film, which will be done by the end of the week. And, you know, they just don't care, ladies and gentlemen. They just don't care. They want censorship, and they want it now. I was down there talking to these people, and I would list all the things he's done, all the lies. And they just didn't want to hear it. They just don't care. It was just like George Bush supporters when he was busy butchering the Bill of Rights and Constitution, following the exact same agenda, because these men are just front puppets, and they don't care. And, you know, a lot of people last year, when it came out in the news that police were threatening to arrest people that criticized Obama, they couldn't believe it, and they accused us of it being a hoax. And then the police went on the news and the prosecutors went on the news and said, no, we are going to arrest you. In fact, I want to play that again. I know Paul Watson did an article on it that has the YouTube clip of the news, of the different newscast. Let's pull that up. Officials to arrest those criticizing Obama. Google that for me and pull up a YouTube on that, because I mean, it's kind of like when we had the press reports of how they were hiring 26,000 preachers to covertly go under FEMA control to teach their flocks to hand in their guns and go into FEMA camps, and nobody believed it, even when we had the secret documents with FEMA phone numbers on it, and then it came out in the mainstream news. But it is hard to believe that the Obama Forum and a bunch of these other forums are serious. I mean, one wants to believe they're a hoax or a joke, but regardless, people are taking this stuff serious, and things are being done to this operation. So we will go over that here on the broadcast today. And we know what happened to Chip Harrison. Pulled over for anti-Obama sign-on car, sign confiscated, later returned, Secret Service paid him a visit and asked him to look around his house to see if he was part of a hate group. I mean, that's the Daily Oklahoman. That happened. He's coming on in an hour and 45 minutes here on the show. You know, I remember a year ago talking about how Obama supporters were planning to reinstate the Fairness Doctrine, restrict free speech. People said, oh, that's not true. That's not happening. Now it's in the New York Times, the Washington Post, saying, oh, yes, we need to reinstate it. And they've lined up all these senators and House members, and they've got editorials and major publications everywhere saying, ban people's show like mine. So it is happening. Ladies and gentlemen, it is real. This is a real situation that we are facing. In other news, remember last Friday I had a lieutenant colonel on the show. The spokesman for the National Guard, now federalized in Iowa. And he admitted that, yes, the Iowa National Guard was in New Orleans for the gun confiscation. But he went on to say that he didn't think they'd ever have to be given that order, but it depended on the situation in the country to see what they would do. And in the local press report compiled via an interview with the military, they said, yeah, we're going to lock down the town of Arcadia in Iowa and another town, and we're going to practice taking the town over and go door to door and ask people about what type of weapons they have, and, you know, do they know where weapons dealers are? And then I have all these other reports about Marine Corps and Army drills around the nation where they say in the reports, well, this could be for the U.S. or this could be for overseas, and, you know, we've got the helicopters and the armored vehicles in here so that our forces get familiarized with the area. In fact, that's in an article Paul Watson wrote today that we'll get to in a moment. But National Guard scraps plans to invade rural town. This operation could be pretty intrusive to people. That's the WorldNet Daily headline from Friday evening when they picked up on the story. Following publicized reports that the Army National Guard was planning a military training exercise in the streets of the rural Iowa town, the commanding officers have called off the mock invasion. The Guard had planned a four-day urban military operation in the tiny Arcadia, Iowa population, 443, sending troops to take over the town and search door-to-door for a suspected weapons dealer. The exercise was designed as a mock scenario to give soldiers the skills needed for deployment in an urban environment, and military officials stress that only households that consented to be part of the drill would be searched. Yeah, they said they'd go to your door and ask if it was okay if they searched, and that they would set up checkpoints blocking in the town. And then they have real towns in places like Arkansas where the entire town is, quote, under martial law. That's the police chief. This has been on CNN. And that they search everyone 24 hours a day when they try to leave their neighborhood. See, this is happening everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. It was important for us to gain the trust and confidence of the residents of Arcadia, Sergeant Mike Knotts, Readiness NCO for Alpha Company, told Carroll's Daily Times Herald. We will need to identify individuals that are willing to assist us in training by allowing us to search their homes and vehicles to participate in role-playing. To acclimate them for gun confiscation, by the way, to train the troops, it's okay. We really want to get as much information out there as possible, Knotts continued, because this operation can be pretty intrusive to the people of Arcadia. That's a quote. This is going to be pretty intrusive. Military spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Greg Hapgood, who we interviewed, however, told WorldNet Daily the operation has now been scaled back. See, first we were told Friday it was canceled later in the day, and then I said to my people, no, they'll say it'll be scaled back, and then, of course, that was announced. And no longer involves an invasion of Arcadia. They're going to be there, folks, watch. And while Hapgood confirmed that the Guard had been inundated with objections from citizens concerned that soldiers patrolling the streets of American town, he said that most came from people out of state and unfamiliar with the operation. Iowans, he explained, oh yeah, I'm unfamiliar with the operation. Iowans, he explained, typically cooperate with the Guard. The change in plans was based on troop evaluation, he said, not public outcry. Oh, I mean, folks, do you like being talked to like that? I mean, do you really believe they scaled it back because of troop evaluation, not public outcry? Higher headquarters leadership, Hapgood told WorldNet Daily, given the unit's status of training proficiency, made a decision to scale back the exercise. We'll get more into this and then Paul Watson's article up on PrisonPlanet.com. Urban Warfare Drills, linked to coming economic rage. Stay with us.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, February 23rd, 2009. Gold, $984.50. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $1,012.35, $506.18 for half, $253.09 for quarter. That's $1,012.35, $506.18, and $253.09. We all want liberty. Some give their lives for it, a price that cannot be taken for granted. We forfeit bites and pieces of our freedom for what? February 28th, Minnesota Campaign for Liberty will host Tom Woods, best-selling author of The Meltdown, Professor Butler, author of Trade on the Great Depression, and Bill Butler to cover monetary policy. This workshop will empower you to be effective at meetings and conversations. With advanced discounts, the cost is $20, a small price for liberty. Go to MNC, the number 4L.com. That's MNC4L.com. Become a part of the solution. Go to MNC4L.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We are here live. Thank you for joining us. So listen to what Lieutenant Colonel Hapgood, who we interviewed Friday, told WorldNet Daily. Iowans, he explained, typically cooperate with the Guard. Oh, in the mock gun confiscation drills. The change in plans to scale back the operation was based on troop evaluation, he said, not public outcry. I mean, how insulting is that to your intelligence? But see, when you know how they operate, you know it's deception.
And for those that care about our military, and much of my family's in the military, I know we've had a good military in the past, you should be angry about this and be saying no to this so the globalists can't turn our military into a thug force like they are in North Korea or Mexico or Russia today. Higher headquarters leadership, Hapgood told World Net Dailies, given the unit's status of training proficiency, made a decision to scale back the exercise. But when they separately talked to military spokesman Sergeant Mike Knotts, readiness NCO for Alpha Company, he said, we will need to identify individuals that are willing to assist us in training by allowing us to search their homes and vehicles and to participate in role-playing. We really want to get as much information out there as possible, Knotts continued, because this operation could be pretty intrusive to the people of Arcadia. And that's why it's being scaled back. Not because, oh, suddenly, we don't have the troops to do it now, we just decided. Knotts described the original operation to the Herald as set to begin Thursday, April 2nd, with reconnaissance and exploratory patrols. On April 4th, convoys would be deployed from the armory in Carroll to nearby Arcadia, with soldiers would knock on doors showing a picture of the invented arms dealer. Now, folks, we've got footage in my film Police State 2000. Of course, of Marines and Army training to confiscate guns with role players screaming, I'm an American, please know not the camp, and mock interrogations where they say, I'm an American, and they're asking, where are you from? Oh, I'm from San Francisco. Then we have footage in Hebron, Maryland. This is in 1998, where the Marines walk over to citizens from the town and tell them turn their cameras off, with the police chief in tow ordering them around. And then they got video of 10 to 13-year-old children in white T-shirts on bikes being told by the Marines to look for the gun dealers and to report who's got guns in their houses. And it was all being done as if this was for the United States. And then, of course, we have the 29 Palm Survey. Will you fire on U.S. citizens if ordered to during gun confiscation? And then now the Pentagon admits they're preparing the Marines and the Army to patrol America and, quote, deal with insurrection and rebellion. John Warner Defense Authorization Act, PDD 51, the new Pentagon directives, Army Times, Washington Post. You know, people are still calling and emailing me saying, oh, Alex, they're not training for that. Oh, this isn't happening. Cut out your conspiracy theories. And I'm sorry, who do you stand with, the Second Amendment, or do you stand with the military that's been taken over by the globalist? I talk to the military, and they hope that you, as civilians, will yell and scream and make a stink out of this politically, which is your job and duty, so that they're not put in this treasonous position. And I'll tell you this, the American people are just as treasonous for sitting on their hind ends and letting this country turn into this. You want to know whose fault this is? Look in the mirror, all of us, myself included. Look in the mirror. You want to blame the police? You want to blame the military? You want to blame the federal government? And certainly, if the federal government's directing all this and totally criminal. But in the final equation, it's our job to stop this. And it doesn't matter what it takes politically. If we take action and educate the public and say no to this, there's no army on earth that can dominate the U.S. and bring us into a socialist tyranny. One of the techniques we use in today's political environment is to cordon and knock, Knotts explained, the sergeant. We ask for the head of the household, get permission to search, then have them open their doors and cupboards. The homeowner maintains control. That's doublespeak. You're not under control. They're under control. We peer over their shoulder, and the soldier uses the homeowner's body language and position to protect him from the homeowner. That's what that means. The planned drill has also included overheard supervision from a Blackwater helicopter, overhead supervision from a Black Hawk helicopter, crowd control measures, and simulated extraction of injured people, culminating in the capture of the arms dealer. You know, the feds are paying for drills all over the country with local police, as the AP covered in Michigan, where they call the middle school students out, blow up a bus in front of them with flashbangs, smoke it out. In some cases here in Texas, actually catch the cars on fire, and then tell the children, we're going to kill you, we're homeschoolers, and brainwash them against the Second Amendment and homeschoolers. I'm not kidding. And the kids don't even know what's going to happen. It traumatizes them. We'll talk about that when we get back and a lot more of what's happening with the economy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen.
Nobody's seen.
Coming up next hour, I'm going to have Webster Tarpley pop in and talk about the type of censorship and fairness doctrine being pushed, as well as the attack on Internet too. And we're looking for the YouTube clips of all the different newscasts that aired back in October of last year, where the police would go on the news and prosecutors would go on the news in Illinois and Missouri and other states and say, if you criticize Obama, we're going to arrest you. And guess what? The videos have been taken down, but we're going to find them. In fact, John, you recorded that at the time, so try to find that. Criticizing Obama, you'll be arrested, I believe is the name of the clip, because I want to play that to document it on record coming up next hour. Missouri Governor, RNC Obama campaign has stench of police state. Now, this was in the Kansas City Star and other publications, so you can pull up the mainstream news articles about it. We first reported this here before it was even on the news, because we have several affiliates in the great state of Missouri and people couldn't believe it. But that is coming up later. We're going to find that and play it. Now, Paul Watson has done a story that's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Urban warfare drills linked to coming economic rage. Now, he's quoting mainstream news. Here's the Mail online British newspaper. Police fear mass protest and a summer of rage in response to economic crises. And you'd be hiding under a rock if you haven't seen all the world leaders saying we're going to have riots, we're going to have economic collapse, we're going to have, you know, civil insurrection like they've had basically in Iceland with the government falling. Over the weekend, several Eastern European governments fell. We'll get into that. And last week, Zbigniew Brzezinski on MSNBC, I never got around to playing the clip, but we did post it on the sites. Maybe we'll play part of that. John, cue that up from Friday, please. But it ties into all of this. Urban warfare drills linked to coming economic rage. Paul Joseph Watson. Urban warfare training drills are taking place across the country as top analysts as well as officials predict a potential summer of rage across Europe and America as civil unrest from economic fallout builds. Earlier this month, 150 U.S. troops from the U.S. Special Operations Command whizzed around the streets of New Orleans in military helicopters and even dropped bombs. That's a mainstream news story we have a link to there, in what officials describe as a training event. An Iowa National Guard training exercise in Arcadia, Iowa, scheduled for April, was originally billed as a, quote, invasion before public opposition caused the drill to be scaled back. They're not going to scale it back. The exercise included guard troops patrolling streets, searching homes, and confiscating firearms. No less than 2,200 U.S. Marines were also involved in urban operations training in Richmond, Virginia. We have a link to the mainstream article and photos there. Throughout January, drills involved landing troops in populated areas and allowing military pilots, this is a quote, to familiarize themselves with the area. Military choppers hovered precariously low over parking lots as citizens were acclimated to seeing active-duty military assets carry out their activities. Watch a clip filmed by a startled Richmond resident who wasn't even aware that Marines were conducting drills due to scant fourth warning on behalf of authorities and the media. We have a video clip right there. Are such drills really for the purpose of preparing troops for foreign combat zones? Undoubtedly. But other factors indicate that the drills may very well be aimed at preparing troops for dealing with mass civil unrest and economic crisis worsens. Well, I mean, the Pentagon said that, Paul. People say we exaggerate. We actually hold back. It's worse than Paul's writing here. There's no question that U.S. authorities have been closely observing riots that have toppled governments in Iceland and Latvia and also threatened to do so in several other European countries. The fact that they have contingency plans in place to deal with such scenarios should they unfold in America cannot be disputed. Yeah, I have articles today of mainstream news about Mexico already collapsing, or it's basically collapsing right now. Mexico, folks, 100 million people south of the border. They have put Homeland Security and a National Guard on the Texas border. I was getting rumors of this Thursday and Friday. It's now come out in mainstream news, as well as the what's the Times magazine down in El Paso Times, that they are standing by to close the southern border. So that is confirmed. For everybody wondering about that, that's confirmed. Meanwhile, millions of dollars that were set aside as part of the so-called bailout have in fact been handed over to local police departments and spent on military tools like armored vehicles, unmanned aerial surveillance drones, and high-powered firearms for SWAT teams. You know, like semi-automatic 50 cals. In addition, with many predicting that Mexico is on the verge of collapse as a result of the economic crisis and the out-of-control drug war, Texas officials have already established contingency plans to deal with the influx of immigrants, a program that would only address law enforcement concerns and not humanitarian needs. H.R. 645, otherwise known as the National Emergency Centers Establishment Act, would mandate the expansion of FEMA detention camps, which would likely be used to detain illegal immigrants as well as rioting American citizens. Well, they've said that's what they're for. The prospect of widespread rioting at some stage this year is a scenario feared by many. Police in the UK are preparing for a summer of rage as mass protest against the mishandling of the economic crisis by government. The U.S. Army War College in November released a white paper called Known Unknowns, Unconventional Strategic Shocks in Defense Strategy Development. The report warned that the military must be prepared for a, quote, violent strategic dislocation inside the United States, which could be provoked by unforeseen economic collapse, purposeful domestic resistance. Oh, you don't want to lose your farm and ranch? You don't want to have your children conscripted to have an Iranian war? Oh, I'm going to read that again. Violent strategic dislocation inside the United States, these are quotes, which could be provoked by unforeseen economic collapse, purposeful domestic resistance. None of us want to go have a fight with the military or the police. But you're putting people in a position where they will fight back. I mean, I wouldn't want your job, military or police. I mean, I'm telling you not to stick your hand in a rattlesnake hole. I'm your friend. I mean, the foreign bankers have hijacked us like I told you they were going to do. And this is what follows, tyranny, which could be provoked by unforeseen economic collapse, purposeful domestic resistance, pervasive public health emergencies, or loss of functioning political and legal order. The widespread civil violence, the document said, would force the defense establishment to reiterate and reorient priorities in extremes to defend basic domestic order and human security. See, they're creating a global crisis which will sell the public on military occupation. It will look reasonable as the borders are being overrun, as things are collapsing. And there's a very good chance this is already underway. Well, I mean, we got 30 million illegals that have poured across in the last decade. Of course, it's already underway. But numerous other public figures, including Senator Christopher Dodd, leading economist Nobel, Norel Robini, top trend forecaster Gerald Celente, the head of the International Monetary Fund, the head of the World Trade Organization, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, former National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski, and director of the National Intelligence, Dennis C. Blair, have all warned of coming civil unrest and global instability. Paul Watson's just written an incredible article here. Considering the expectancy for riots, it would be naive to dismiss the notion that the increasing amount of urban warfare drills taking place across the U.S. are not at least partially to prepare troops to undertake law enforcement duties should civil unrest as a consequence of the economic fallout threaten a collapse in social order. You know, when I had that Lieutenant Colonel on, Greg Hapgood, Friday, I was really interrogating him, and I had such an in-depth knowledge of their operations from decades of study that I can tell you, A, he is a patriot. The man loves this country and bleeds red, white, and blue. He began to break down, and you could hear him start crying. If you listen carefully on air, he had to hold back crying because he did not like having to deceive the people, and he was deceiving. And he's been told everything's going to collapse, and he's got to do this, and he is very upset. He's thinking about granddaddy sitting him on his knee and saying, son, a time's going to come when they're going to come after these shotguns and rifles. Every good grandfather told their grandson that. And you've got to resist it when that time comes. And that's why he started cracking up. I was in his mind at that time, basically. I've studied this so much. And that's why he began, because he was about to break down and join the Republic. He was inches away. And that's why this is going to fail, ladies and gentlemen. All this preparation, all this propaganda the New World Order has done isn't going to fly. It is not going to work. But I assure you, they're going to bring this country into the depths of breakdown and insanity and danger to try to break your will, police and military, to sell you on going along with this. But it's not just an intellectual issue or a historical issue. Search your gut. Search your instinct. Search your soul. And you know I'm telling you the truth. And you know we're on record. You know, there is an internal debate in the alternative media, and it's a public debate, but it's also an internal debate, about whether this economic collapse was planned and organized by design. Ladies and gentlemen, let the debate end here and now, okay? Let that debate end here and now. I'm not tooting my horn. I do 5 or 6 hours of research a day from source government documents. I was up here last night doing it. I understand their operations. I've seen what the IMF and World Bank and the Anglo-American Empire have done in hundreds of third world countries in the last century. I've read their handbooks, their Army field manuals. We posted them all. State Department Memorandum 200, CIA Directive Memorandum 200, all of it. And so it is not my opinion when I tell you this is staged. It is absolute, incontrovertible fact. It is a guarantee 110%. Now, let me just break this down briefly so there's no more denial about this. Number one, we've been on record for at least a decade saying that the banks were going to pop the derivatives bubble they were creating through the fractional reserve system, that they were getting everybody in debt by design like a third world nation to bring us down so that then we would accept the new world order. Why did I say that? Because the Trilateral Commission documents, the Club of Rome documents, the Council on Foreign Relations documents, all of these globalist groups said that they wanted to get everybody in debt and leverage to the hilt and then implode the world economy to have global bankruptcy, to globally reorganize the world under bankruptcy clauses where the private banks that engineered it and designed it rule the planet. And that they would then announce a new bank of the world with dictatorial power over every nation state. That has now all been announced. That is, we are now in the process of this happening. You are in it. We are all in it together right now. I mean, it's on record that the IMF and World Bank take U.S. taxpayer money that's never paid back to us. They call it aid, and people gripe and complain about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars of IMF and World Bank loans. The United States puts in, on average, about 65% of that money. A few other Western nations do as well. It is taken in loan at upwards of 30% compounded interest. In one case, Nigeria got a $2 billion loan, and it's over $55 billion today. They've already paid back $55 billion on a $2 billion loan. They go in, they pay off the leaders in Latin America, Asia, Eastern Europe, Africa, Middle East, to not pay back the loans. They even sign a 110-point IMF World Bank plan. That's been leaked for 6 years. It's public. We cover it in my book, Descent into Tyranny. BBC covered it. We had Greg Palaster who broke it. And it states how they get you leveraged, how they get a country set up, how they get the governments to sign over their infrastructure, their ports, their roads, their national parks to the elite. And then the elite implode the economy by cutting off the bubble. And then everything collapses. Then there's what they call the IMF riot. It's in their documents. They go, we then institute the IMF riot. This is a designed blueprint on record plan. And then people riot because they don't have food or water. The Pentagon's done studies. Over 90% of the public will rob and steal within 5 days, 4 to 5 days of not having food and water. Within 14 to 15 days, 98% of people will kill for food and water. If my children were starving to death, I am a moral person, but I love them so much that I would probably, I mean, I'm just going to be honest, folks, just look out. But see, I've been moral. I'm not putting myself in that position. I have at least 4 years of storable food. I have firearms. Now, let me add, if you try to take me to some sports stadium, you try to drag me off the back of a flatback truck like they're doing with the military drills right now, folks, I'm not going there for my family to be raped and killed. Okay? It's not going to happen. So back off. Stand down. Do the right thing yourself morally. Get yourselves ready, and then we can avert this. If we get ready and prepared and geared up and get the word out politically, they will back off of this, and they'll just say it was a bad recession. There's still a few months to pull out of this. They are gauging. They are testing. They are looking at things. So it is on record they do this. Now, what did I start telling you in 2002, along with Greg Palast and others? The bankers have now totally bankrupt and control every major third world nation on earth except for, what, seven rogue countries, Libya, Pakistan, Iran, a few others. Whether those countries are good or bad, the point is they're not controlled by the globalists. So other than that, they control everything. They're done. They don't need the U.S. and Western Europe, and they write all these white papers. You hear them brag on NPR, oh, we live too good. We've got to get ready to not live so well. You know, it's going to be a new system. It's going to be a new authoritarian system for your own good. You know, I had a guy when I was on a radio station that goes into San Francisco. I think I need to plug that affiliate. They're carrying us now. And a caller called in and said, yeah, I do sound and video, you know, at these big events. And we were at this closed meeting of CEOs, and Al Gore and others were there, and they were saying, yeah, we're going to take people's rights. It's for their own good. It's part of the New World Order. Well, I don't need to hear from somebody behind closed doors. I have hundreds of mainline news stories, like a month ago, and now for world government, Financial Times of London. That was the headline, and it said, yeah, we've kept world government secret from you for your own good because you're too stupid. And yes, it's authoritarian and non-democratic, but it's for your own good. And the New World Order is going to save you. You see, it's on record they're doing it. And if we don't wake up and speak out and point out who the real criminals are, they're going to get away with this. And the United States, as we know it, will cease to exist, and so will Europe. They've already sucked us dry. They're now going to implode us. They are imploding us. So stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of other key news straight ahead. But make no mistake, this is designed. It's on record in quadruplicate. Stop living in denial. Our own movement. Stop it.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Flash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression. Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown.
Unless you expect the government to bail you out,
you must be able to grow your own healthy food.
Newsflash.
SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
Survivalistseeds.com.
Breaking down how the globalists take over nations. And then Webster Tartley's joining us to get into all the censorship and attacks on the First Amendment, the Internet, you name it. The guy who's written the unauthorized biography of George Herbert Walker Bush and on Barack H. Obama. So that is coming up in just a few minutes. Before I do that, The Obama Deception is now on sale. It ships out March 15th. If you want to secure your copy of the film and high-quality DVD, then be sure and order it today at Infowars.com, and they'll be shipped out in the order that the purchases are received. The ObamaDeception.net, our link through at Infowars.com, or you can call toll-free 888-253-3139. Continuing, another great sponsor that makes this show possible, Akola Blue, AcolaBlue.com. I had an independent film channel TV crew here Friday, and they were in the kitchen, and they were saying, where's the water coming from? There's no tube into this. And I said, no, this is an atmospheric water generator, and it grabs the water out of the air and then puts it through seven different filters, including reverse osmosis. And they said, water in the air? And I said, yeah, from 30,000 feet down to ground level, there is about, on average, 10 feet of water. And they were, water? And I was like, yeah, clouds. You know, if you condensed all the water in the first 30,000 feet of the atmosphere down, it's on average a little bit over 10 feet of water. And they didn't seem to understand that, but they said the water tasted delicious. The point is, folks, you ever see when you're outside and it's cold and you're blowing, you know, air and it's... looks like smoke. That's water vapor, folks. I know most of you know that, but some people don't seem to understand it. AcolaBlue.com, 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, or ecoloblue.com. Fantastic system. Be sure and check that out. Okay. We've talked about how the banks issue all this fiat currency and credit, but they want to implode economies to be able to get the real assets and take control of governments. And so, to simplify it, about 100 years ago, the British Empire, the Dutch Empire, and others were running into a lot of resistance all over the world, including India and places like that. And they learned and wrote handbooks on it that if they removed their regional governors and financed puppet revolutions or elected representatives getting into power, that the people would put up with a lot more corruption as long as it was a front person. And then with loans, with economic aid, first millions and then billions of dollars per nation, they would get financial control over the country. But they didn't want to give the countries money to actually build up an infrastructure and then be self-sufficient and independent. No, it was done with strings attached with corrupt politicians to make sure they didn't pay it back. And very simply, that's what's happened here. You know, why does Australia and England and the U.S. and Germany and many Latin American countries and African countries have the same curriculum, same school? Because they've taken U.N. money, or they've signed U.N. treaties, and their curriculum is all based on UNESCO, the United Nations Educational and Cultural Organization. And that's just one microcosm. If a state takes federal money, they've got to agree to international zoning rules, which then unify laws where the banks and others can steal your property for no reason if you've got three-inch grass. You know, that's why all this is happening. In fact, the Austin American Statesman, I was walking out of KLBJ 590, where I do the syndicated Sunday show, and I heard the news girl recording a spot about how they are illegally taking people's blood in Texas and using it for research at birth. And I said, excuse me, Sarah Hudeberg, where did you get that? Because I've been reporting on this for almost 14 years. And she said, here it is in the Austin American Statesman. You didn't see it. And I have that article. It's actually out of my car, but I'm going to go get that and cover that later in the show, because here's the issue. That's an international treaty for 36 years. All of our blood in every major nation has been taken and put in an international database. And they use it to develop bioweapons, race-specific bioweapons. They claim they own your DNA code now, and the public's finally finding out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.